Sami Amin.
Thank you. Well, allow me to disagree with the witness in his answer to the question which was raised by the defense. I think that there are common interests of all, at least dominant capital, not the small shopkeeper, but dominant capital, that is the transnational, say, to summarize it in a word, of United States and even the other partners of the triad, to manage the global system in the way it is imagined by the Pax Americana. That is why. Why is it so? The United States do not enjoy a economic advantages to the degree that through a peaceful market, transparent market, etc., equal for everybody, and really so, their positions would be menaced by, that is, in high tech, by other partners from Europe and Japan, in the ordinary industries by other partners, the new industrialized country, particularly China, but others also, in agriculture by, again, Europe and the southern cone of South America. Therefore, it is for that reason that collectively they have opted for that strategy of military control of the planet. That is a decision, in my opinion, or a choice, which is not particular neither to the ultra-right, nor to the neoconservative, nor to Mr. Bush administration, but to at least the majority, if not the unanimity, but the majority of the US ruling class, representing the interests of all of them, including Coca-Cola and McDonald's. And when Mrs. Albright said that McDonald needs McDonnell, she was right, and she was not ultra-right, and she was not in the service of Mr. Bush. We ought to know that. And should the plan succeed, that is, should the United States be able indeed to establish a serious military control of the whole planet, everybody of those people would get an enormous benefit, including Coca-Cola or McDonald's. But of course, should the and it will be defeated, then the ruling class of the United States will have to revise its policy and to adjust, as usual in history, to another balance of force, international and probably interconnected with it, internal balance of force. But as long as the plan is not defeated, and it is not yet defeated, it serves indeed. Now, why also I have added the Europeans and the Japanese in that? This is also because in that plan, first they believe, wrongly in my opinion, that at some point that they could have some type of sharing, by sharing the responsibilities of it, even in a subaltern position, they would also share the benefits. That is, they would manage collectively that apartheid on a global scale by, not through the market, but through non-market negotiations among themselves and against the other, the rest of the world. I think it's an illusion, and also because they have no alternative. Now, I think that the question raised by the defense was a very good, strong one this morning, a very fundamental one. What is the alternative to the Pax Americana? And in my opinion, there is an alternative, of course, and because what is that Pax Americana? It's not Pax, it's war. It's continuous war. In fact, we see it already. And it is based on one principle. All the other, the rest, is additions to it. It can be labeled by very liberal people by saying one only one exclusive principle, that the interest of the United States, and read the interest of the dominant capital of the United States, of course, the interests of the United States must prevail over any other legal or even rights of any people. That is, what you could say, it's not something very new. It has been the politics throughout ages and centuries, including in modern politics. But the last defensor of that principle was Herr Adolf Hitler. That is, because precisely that principle had led to the tragedy of the Second World War, the principle which was adopted after with the United Nations was not only banning the war, but trying to build a polycentric system. Bilateralism and the Cold War is not, in my opinion, the definition of the system. It was polycentric with also bilateral superpower relations coming into the picture. Now, the principle, precisely the alternative, is how to rebuild, and we should discuss it, rebuilding a polycentric system. That is the alternative, and therefore compelling the United States, their partners in the triad, dominant capital everywhere, to adjust to those balance of forces, which means to adjust to what is the definition of civilization, negotiations and compromise, allowing for better balance of forces than the prevalent one imagined by the American, the Pax Americana. I think that you ought to separate that completely from the circumstances which have created, which the ultra-right and the, some neo-conservatives, etc., have moved in.